Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News, and joining us is our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Ian. David has had a close friend pass, and he'll be out for the next couple of days. And we really appreciate you and everybody else taking up the slack. You're great.
Of course. Alan, let's talk about the lockbox. We're just a few days away from the June fund drive and now have gone up over the $208,000 mark.
As I predicted, it would get faster. The only question is, can we make this? There's $10,000. Two $5,000 pledges, one from a wonderful family in Pittsfield who want to be anonymous, but who want to also mention their support for the Barrington Stage Company. And then also the Tony Miola pledge, which started us all off. That's $10,000 if we can do this, and it has to be by the first moment of the fund drive. I'm going to ask here that everybody who has the same passion for this radio station that I do, and I know so many of you do, and you've been very kind, we'll be there and we'll put something in. That's all it takes. It doesn't mean a lot. It means whatever you can do. We have about a week now to do it, a week and a half to do it. We just need your participation. It won't be without you. So thank you. Please understand what this is all about. This is about keeping this place going. WAMC.org.
You've been in the middle of a lot of these. Is this the beginning of the whoosh?
This is the whoosh. This is the time when the sink is filled up and all of a sudden you see just a little tiny piece of water as it begins to drain. And then by the time it's over, it's whoosh. And the question is, can we do it? There's a lot at stake here. We did 400,000 the last time. We're over the halfway mark. It always happens in the last week. Everybody, do anything you can to help this happen.
Well, the other thing that's coming up in just a few days is the last day of primaries, more or less, with California the big prize. Yesterday, a word coming down from the State Department Inspector General about the use of a private server by Secretary Clinton. Bad news for Hillary?
Well, yes and no. First of all, Ian, this has been around for a long time. The fact that it's the State Department's own Inspector General who says, nah, not a good idea, you didn't do it. And then the response from the Hillary people was predictable. And it was, you know, people have been doing this all along. I'm not the first. That's what this is all about. So, you know, I think people are kind of bored with it. I don't see any great outpouring. We'll have to watch the polls to see if it plays a difference right now. But, you know, considering everything that we know about Donald Trump, we know everything about Hillary's, people being unhappy with both of them. I don't think this is going to mean that much.
Do you think Sanders made a mistake early on saying no one cares about the emails?
Well, I think he wanted to show himself at the time, Ian, as a good guy, as not a sort of wiry hair nut, which is what some people were positing about him. As you know, I voted for the guy. But now we're coming down to a point where the future of the United States, whether it's going to be Trump or Clinton as the president, is now really up to Sanders. Not because the California primary is here, as you suggest. The polls are all showing neck and neck with Mrs. Clinton, maybe just a tiny bit ahead. The enthusiasm for Bernie Sanders is huge as these great crowds come out for him. But no matter what happens, proportionally, Hillary Clinton will certainly have enough votes to be the confirmed candidate. So if Bernie Sanders decides that he's going to bring this into the convention, we already see how this is damaging the Democrats. It's really now a matter of conscience for Bernie.
And was yesterday a good day for Donald Trump as this news came down? Didn't waste any time in rolling out the crooked Hillary moniker.
Well, he's giving her a nickname. And as I've said all along, Ian, you know, she wants to play above the fray. That's a mistake in this case. She's got to call him names, too. Sorry about that. I know there will be people listening to this who don't agree with me. But the fact is, you got to fight fire with fire. And there are plenty of names you can put along with Donald Trump.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Again, folks, the lockbox open at WAMC.org. Thanks, Alan.
If you listen, please give something. WAMC.org.